Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Let's do this! Is it ever okay to date your friend's ex? Halle Berry says absolutely not.
Never say never. Who knows?
Then Barbara Walters and Diane Sawyer under fire, the shocking new claims. Plus, is Grey's Anatomy really going to kill off Ellen Pompeo?
Meredith's lungs are at a breaking point.
I can't even.
Welcome to Daily Pop. There is a surprising new feud brewing, and all I can say is watch out, Barbara Walters and Diane Sawyer, because Connie Chung is coming for you. It's Friday. We've got our drinks.
Yes.
We're drinking in spirit for you, Miss Morgan.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, you guys, Connie just went off on some huge stars. She even said working with Dan Rather was like a scene out of Psycho.
Oh.
But it's what she said about Barbara and Diane that really shocked us. Watch.
When I went to ABC News, I joined with both Barbara Walters and Diane Sawyer there, and I thought, oh, this is going to be great. It'll be, three women get along. It's not unlike what Tonya Harding did to Nancy Kerrigan. Both Diane and Barbara were in the same sort of arena of trying to get these big interviews. So when I tried to go after them, I was told I could not, and I had to stand down. And I said, really?
Oh. Wow. Connie said that on the Originals with Andrew Goldman podcast. What did you guys first think when you heard this?
I feel like not surprised,
but Justin, we just had this conversation right before we went live. I feel like everyone during this pandemic is sort of losing it a little bit. And I feel like Connie, like everyone's coming for Barbara lately in the past year. Like all of her secrets, everything about her is just everyone's ready to spill. But like, I don't know. I'm not surprised at all. Like, I feel like this is an extremely competitive world, extremely competitive for women, extremely competitive of that time. Barbara was already a legend. Diane, I feel like you don't hear that much about.
I feel like in Diane Sawyer seems like that aunt that everybody wants to have over at Thanksgiving.
But those are always the ones, Carissa.
Don't cross
those
that
are always
though.
The ones.
Because she will never forget it.
I just don't get that vibe from her. She always just seems like such a lover.
We have to remember, like, we're talking about 30 years ago.
Yes.
And in any industry, as a minority myself, sometimes you are made to feel like there's only room for one.
Mm.
And when somebody is telling you that or making you feel that way, you start to believe it. So, of course, Barbara and what's her name, Diane, it's like, oh, look at Connie Chung coming in here 17 years younger than them.
Yeah.
First
right.
of all. So in your mind, you probably are thinking, oh, they brought this little hotshot in to kind of replace us. And I'm not going to let that happen. And I think women do it a lot. I think Black people do it a lot when they're a minority in a workspace. I think gay people do it a lot. And I am both Black and gay, so I feel it double on the storm front. But sometimes I feel like for me, it's like, oh, if I'm the only one here, let me just open the door for somebody to come in after me.
Yeah, no, I love that mentality. But you know what? It's not even just the stars themselves, not just Diane Sawyer, not just Barbara Walters. Sometimes it's the atmosphere that's created around in the actual office. Like, there's some things. I mean, the fact that Connie was told that, I'm sure she was told that by a producer. And maybe that direct order came from something that Barbara had said or Diane had said in the past. But I feel like there's a better check system nowadays. I feel like you can check stars a little bit more than you could back then.
Yeah. Well, I think the lid was blown off of a lot of stuff, and you can't get away. Like, I feel like Connie, what you're saying, Chris, and I agree with you, is back then when Connie kind of came on the scene, that was old school. That was different. You could say and do things that you couldn't say and do now.
I will not do this, and, you know, I put my foot down on this, and yes, there are certain stars 100% can still say those kind of things, but I do think that there's a little bit better of a check system, especially after, you know, the Me Too movement and after a lot of big famous faces have now been called out for, like, terrible behavior. People aren't keeping secret anymore. So there's a check system, and whether it may not even be like a interpersonal thing. Maybe it's just like someone could leak this and you're going to look like crap. So you need to, like, check how you talk to people.
No, but think about this. All right. You've worked at
E. DeGeneres, for example. I worked at E for 7 years.
How many times have you sat in your cubicle and you said, man, I can't believe I didn't get that interview. I wonder, or like you go and you say, I really want that interview.
Yeah.
And they say, we have to offer it to blah, blah, blah first. And it's not about checks and balances. It's sometimes about seniority, but it's also about almost keeping those stars at check and at bay, because sometimes saying like, okay, you can have the interview because we don't want to have to deal with the wrath of you not getting the interview. We had to wait until, like, I had to wait until somebody else passed it up in order for it to come to me.
Well, and also,
I never want the contracts.
There are some people who have contracts, and it's not, I don't think they have this, these are at E anymore. I could be wrong, but I know that there's at other networks, they'll have contracts where they are required to do a certain number of interviews per year per contract. Shit. And so sometimes, like, you'll see an interviewer that is on there and you're like, why are they pulling that person to come do this interview? And it's like, oh, because she was required to do 12 interviews per year, so we've got to hit the mark.
Oh, yeah, no, we definitely
like a
don't
contract
have
thing. We don't.
I wish
no, that's definitely not how it goes down here.
Yeah,
I wish they put a cap on my interviews. I'm like, because you know, like when you're the new man in, you're like, yeah, let's go, come on, let's do it.
And then after a few years, you're like, you can have it.
It's like, I've every Saturday.
What time
and
is
Sunday.
That on?
Yeah.
Every time I'm like, Carissa, what are you doing?
Yep. I'm busy. Okay, we reached out to Barbara and Diane for comment, but we have not heard back. Unless it's, you know, Brad Pitt, then we're always willing to make an exception.
Yes.
Okay. How to, now this one, it's a dating debate. Everyone's fired up about this, including Halle Berry. The question is it okay to date your friend's ex? Halle set the record straight in an episode of Bad and Bougie on her Instagram.
Well, the answer is no. I would never date.
I would definitely not date any of your exes.
Well, you wouldn't want to. That's a cardinal sin. Like, you don't date your besties' exes. If I know you, I'm not dating your past nothing. Because that's just not cool.
What do you all think? Do you agree
with Halle? She said bestie. She said bestie. So you don't, obviously you don't date your bestie's ex, right? Because obviously you were around for a part of that relationship. You know, you experienced things with them. You went to dinner with them. I mean, for me, when I, the first time I dated Jordan, he was dating a friend of mine, but we were not, actively. Thank you, Justin, for that. we were not best friends. We were friendly. We were cordial. We hung out for sure. We had a relationship, but I knew that it was a newer relationship. It wasn't going to be one that extended past, you know, that period of time in my life. And I ended up calling her and after he pursued me and said, listen, I'm going to date him. She hated my effing guts for over a year. It was a massive drama. And then 10 years later, we got married and are having a baby. So sometimes you just have to follow your heart. But I totally dated her ex. It was not nice. Not nice.
This has totally happened to me before. A friend of mine dated my ex. And it was funny because...
Carissa.
What?
How did that go down? Is that what happened there?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened there. So I was dating this guy, and we were not really right for each other. I don't know. I was going through a phase. It was in college. It was a thing. And this was literally my roommate. I mean, so she was around him all the time. We drank all the time together. We were hanging out all the time. And we broke up. You know, we said, like, we're not right for each other. And then my bestie, she's literally one of my best friends, still is. She was one of my bridesmaids in my wedding.
Ooh. Oh, worked out.
It worked out. She told me, like, a year later, she goes, I've got to tell you something. She's like, me and such, like, we hooked up and we, like, you know, messed around for a little bit, you know, a little while after you broke up. And I was like, guys make more sense anyways. Honestly, like, that was my reaction to it because they were both stoners and it just kind of, like, made more sense. And, like, me and him never made sense. They made more sense. They ended up also not working out. But it was funny how she literally, like, kept it a secret until it was already over with.
Oh, like, 100%.
She, like, wow. Kept it on the down low. And then whenever it was done, she finally came clean and was like, by the way, this happened.
That's my kind of girl.
That to me, Chris, I can't believe you're still friends with her, though. I'm shocked by that.
You see?
Really?
Yeah, because the secret, like, I told this girl, I'm going to date him. I'm sorry. I know you're going to hate me, but I'm going to go through with this. She knew straight up.
That's secret. That's because you had to move her out of his house.
You
know what I think it is? I think it's because, as my best friend, she always knew that I didn't really like this guy that much. And so,
were you peeved at all about the secrecy and the lying, though? Did you take a second after the call and be like, wait, that's kind of weird? You did.
A little bit. I took a second.
Yeah, you did.
I took a second. Yeah. I had that thought, for sure. I mean, the fact that I still remember it. Normally, I forget everything, but I remember this.
Because she would take a year.
Oh, yeah.
She would take a year to get over it. She's pregnant and married now. She would still be pissed off.
Would you date a friend's ex?
Here's my jam. One of my best friends defines dating as something different. Like, he'll be like, why are you dating my ex? I'm like, you went on one date with him and it did not work out. You cannot have a friend who dates everybody in the town.
Everyone's an ex.
And then everyone's an ex.
Like, say the
you
name.
You have to define. If it was a defining relationship, then you're good. But if
Gary,
you just went on a date or two, like Gary and I, like, nobody better touch Gary.
Right.
That's a cut. I will go to jail for that. Y'all better not touch my man.
Oh, man. Okay, well, what do you guys think? Tweet us, hashtag Daily Pop. Okay, up next, Kelly Repa and Mark Consuelos. They have some big news for you. Plus, Teddy Mellencamp is here. She's joining us live in studio to talk housewives and her secrets for looking so darn good. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Ooh.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It's time for the Hollywood Minute. Give us 60 seconds and we'll give you some cool celebrity stories. All right, start the clock. Starting with Kelly Ripa, Mark Consuelos. They're going back to their roots, soap operas. They're going to be producing a primetime version of the show that brought them together, All My Children. As of now, the show will be called Pine Valley, the city where all my children took place. Okay, from Pine Valley to Zamunda, we are getting our first look at Coming to America. Amazon Studios released these photos from the sequel starring Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall. And it seriously looks like they haven't even aged a bit since the original movie in 1988. Cannot wait for that. Coming to America will be released on Amazon Prime March 5th. And Miley Cyrus has revealed the moment where she knew she made it. She told Billy Idol on her SiriusXM radio show that Cher came after her on Twitter, and that's when she thought she'd really made it because Cher gave an F about what she was doing. True words there. Morgan, do you agree that it's a compliment if a celeb is pissed off at you?
I love that you asked me this. Listen, I've had my fair share of celebs being upset with me, and by celeb, I mean Justin Bieber. He was mad at me.
I love that you just tell how it is.
That caused a ripple effect in the office. I think everyone froze and flipped out and needed to verify that it was really him. I don't think he cares about what I'm doing now, so I don't know if it's continued, but it was definitely it was a high moment in my day, for sure. For sure.
Okay, all right. Moving on now. Sometimes very successful people, they also are very strange. Have you noticed that? But should we give their unusual habits a try? Like, maybe it'll make us successful too. this is time for a little would you do it. Okay, starting with Peloton co-founder John Foley told the New York Times he hydrates every morning by drinking 40 sips of water by hand. And he keeps going until he feels like he's about to throw up. I'm guessing like the hand goes under the water faucet situation.
I'm not trying to do anything out of my hand right now with COVID.
Or out of my faucet. I don't want to drink that water. I feel like that water is not good.
We live in LA, you know. You just don't trust the water in LA like that. But if you live somewhere else, you know, maybe that's not a big deal.
But anything, yeah, like if you live by a creek, trying to drink water in the morning, it seems like I'm on Fear Factor. Like my body just does not want it in the morning. Like I'm like, oh, and you know, just try to chug some of it to hydrate.
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow does that. Yeah, I would Jennifer Aniston does that. They chug a bottle of water before anything.
I do too. I love water. I drink water all the time. Fred's so mad at me because he's always like, move your water bottle out of the shot. I'm all about water, but not out of my sink and not out of my hand.
Yeah, out of the hand seems like it's very time consuming. I don't get the point of that. Oh.
Well, marketing's coming after your ass.
Okay, let's try this one. So Jack Dorsey, the billionaire CEO of Twitter, reportedly only eats once a day to help maintain his focus. He skips breakfast and lunch. He only has dinner.
I wonder what the work culture is like at Twitter with your boss raging from hunger right? All day, every day.
Get those tweets.
Oh, no wonder why Twitter is like a Fortune 500 company. That man is hungry.
He's hungry. I could not do this. There's no possible way. I need my breakfast every morning. I have to have breakfast. Otherwise, I feel like my brain doesn't turn on.
It's funny.
I'm
rich
up and
people
down.
Always find a way to spend the least amount of money. And they're like, no, it's good for your health. I'm like, no, bitch, you're just cheap.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're just cheap. Steve Jobs, with that turtleneck, you just want to wear black because you're cheap. You don't want to spend money on clothes. I totally get it. Jack Dorsey, I get it. One meal a day. You're cutting back because you're hoping your family's going to cut back because you're cheap.
Okay. So we're not going to do that one. All right.
Hold on. Morgan, who are the cheapest people you know?
I know some cheap rich people.
Thank you.
I really do. Like I'm talking 14. If you owe someone $14, you better give that $14 back.
Oh,
that Venmo's coming.
I know. I've been there too. Okay.
There's nothing worse.
But you know what? Those people, they got money. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. But at some point, you got to enjoy it.
All right, Benjamin Franklin. Let's talk about, let's go way back here. He may have written the Declaration of Independence in the nude. He once wrote a letter saying he enjoyed getting up each morning, opening the windows, and doing an hour of nude reading and writing.
I mean, who doesn't want to read and write in the nude in the morning? Honestly, I don't think that that's weird. Lovely.
By the way, I already know. I've seen your furniture from your Instagram. It's all beige. I know that not only Jordan is wearing clothes in that house at all times, but that dog has like a Parker on as well because
let me tell you something.
No nuts hitting no couch.
There's a white, we did get some white couches and every day I'm like, well, we can't have people over. We got to put a towel down. Like, I can't have this.
What did I tell you?
Oh, wait, welcome to my house, but before you sit, let me just put the plastic covers
Jordan's
down.
Like, you need to stop. You need to stop. I'm like, but I'm just scared what they're going to spill something and we waited so long for them. But yeah, so yeah, it's scary.
All right, coming up, you guys, our big celebration with Brad Pitt. Plus, Teddy Mellencamp is here to show us some healthy twists on some delicious dishes that you can make at home. Stay with us.
Ooh, all those children, girl. So
delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. We have my friend Teddy Mellencamp joining us today.
I'm so happy to be here.
I know, right? I'm so happy you're here because I have a confession.
Yes.
I've been snacking like a beast.
I've been seeing your Instagram.
Snacking. And I can't stop myself. So What I'm doing is not stopping myself. I need you to teach us healthy ways on snacking lighter and righter.
Mm. Okay, perfect. So first thing to start, the apple chips is such an easy thing to do. You throw them into the oven, a little parchment paper, put a little cinnamon, cut it up, put them in for 2 hours. All of a sudden, your whole house smells delicious, everybody's obsessed.
Oh, smells so good.
And then you can use it as a little dip. And you can either, if you want to be super healthy, you can do vegan caramel dip, which is a little bit of maple syrup, coconut oil, peanut butter.
I'll try that one.
Delicious.
Just whipped it up.
Just whipped it up.
So hold on, does it matter what color apple?
No.
Okay.
It's your choice. I like red just for the holidays because it
brightens it up.
Yeah, and you throw a little cinnamon on it. So yummy.
The reason why I never get into apple crisp is because every time I buy them in the store, it just seems like there's a lot of sugar in them.
No, but taste this. It's delicious. And there's a little crisp, but it's still soft enough that it's not like in your teeth.
Okay,
dip again?
This caramel dip is everything.
Okay, yeah. That's the healthy peanut butter dip. So that's the Greek yogurt.
I like that.
A little bit of peanut butter, a little bit of honey, cinnamon.
Oh my God.
It lasts a week in the fridge. Your kids love it. So good.
This is awesome. Are you enjoying your time home and not being filming Housewives right now?
Well, I'm enjoying not being part of the drama aspect of it. I'm enjoying
what? Was it? Leaving the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills to a breakup. So are we past the, stage are we in the breakup?
I think there's probably a Taylor Swift song about it. I'm just not sure which one yet.
You're not mourning yet?
No, I'm out of mourning.
Okay.
I'm out of mourning. You know, we've had a lot going on in the fam, so we've been good.
That's amazing.
Okay.
I love watermelon.
Okay, so get your little watermelon here.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on here. A little bit of yogurt dip. So think of it like a pizza.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you put the yogurt dip all over.
Okay.
Any kind you want.
Greek yogurt?
Greek yogurt, but, if your kids like vanilla or whatever it is.
Oh.
Okay.
It's up to your own discretion.
I like this. And does your kids love to make these
at home? My kids love... No, Cruz was so upset he couldn't come today. He was like, Mom, this is my favorite, and I should be there.
He's like, I'm the best at this.
No, he went like this. He goes, I go on camera.
Yeah.
I'm like, you need to simmer down. He goes, I'll take a test.
Aw. Which one of your kids you think is most likely to become like a singer or an actor?
I think Cruz is like the most artistic, funny, comedy type guy. Slate's the most empathetic. Dove is like boss baby back in business.
I love it. Let me ask you a question. I'm always low on fiber because I don't eat a lot of vegetables. Are these fruits high in fiber that will help me get it moving?
Yes, it will, but you can also add flax seeds to this, chia seeds. You could add some nuts. You can add whatever you want.
Oh,
it's just, it's up to your own discretion.
I live for this.
A little pomegranate here, and then you just make it however you want to, whatever's going to please your taste buds. And then you just cut it. All right, let's see if these knives are sharp enough. Oop.
Let me get some more fruit on that.
My son loves fruit and loves watermelon. He'll be so excited to be calling this watermelon pizza.
Watermelon pizza, not only, look how cute it looks.
This is so cute.
Okay, your website, allinbyteddy.com, it's all about keeping yourself accountable, making healthy choices. So, holidays, hardest time. What can we do to keep ourselves accountable?
I think the biggest thing is the reason that I think it's 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February is because people are like, I'm going to change my life fully today.
Right.
But they don't make small changes first. Start by going on walks. You don't need to run a marathon. Go on a walk.
Yeah.
Drink water. Start journaling. Start putting things to paper that you really want to achieve, and then you will.
What's the biggest mistake people make at New Year's for New Year's resolutions?
Well, one, they're going to be hungover the day after New Year's.
Yes.
And then they're like, I'm going to change my life today. No, you aren't, honey.
You're going to get a burger and fries.
You know what? Let's plan Jan 4th as the day that you come in.
Okay, that's
very good.
Oh, my God. We loved having you here. Where can people find these recipes?
Okay, go to my Instagram at GoAllInByTeddy. Has all of these, so much more. And send in things that you want us to make for you. So we're happy to do it.
This is amazing. You guys, make sure to check out allinbyteddy.com and her podcast, Teddy Teapot, which I'm going to do on Monday.
I know.
And we're going to have so much fun.
Love it.
it. Thank you so much for being here. Okay, coming up, you guys, Hollywood's shocking breakups and who recently called it quits and why they're still, we're still not over it. I got this. Plus, hello, Brad Pitt. We busted him stripping down for his birthday. Nice.
This is awesome.
That's next. Okay, I'm going to have some apple chips.
How do you make this thing again?
So good. Okay, you're liking the peanut butter? Mm-hmm. That's the Greek yogurt, peanut butter, a little bit of honey and cinnamon, and then just whisk it.
Oh.
All right, this is kind of hard to believe, but Brad Pitt turns 57 today. So in honor of his birthday, we are looking back at his career and all the times he left us wanting more.
Mm. It's just about making mistakes, you know?
To me, what's exciting is where we're going.
You got to keep on plugging. But it's all going to be all right.
It's Brad Pitt!
Brad has been one of the hottest leading men since the 90s. He made his first big impression as a charming cowboy in Thelma and Louise in 1991.
Simon Says, everybody down on the floor.
It was definitely a step to the next level.
Brad secured his A-list status with films like Interview with a Vampire, Seven, and Fight Club.
First rule of Fight Club is... you do not talk about Fight Club.
Okay, how about we focus on all the films where you showed off that chiseled bod?
I see it as a real badge of honor.
There was sexy tatted Brad in Snatch, sexy Greek god Brad in Troy, sexy commander boss Brad in Fury, and his latest, Leo's sexy stunt double Brad in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Let's be real. Even with clothes on, Brad is a H.O.T. daddy.
I'm a big fan of child rearing. I support it wholeheartedly.
Dads aren't cool. You know that.
If home's not working, none of the other thing was.
The idea of a home is very personal to me.
Yeah, we know. Brad's one of the most famous guys on the planet, and he's not afraid to keep his private life private.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you on that one. Let's move on.
I don't do messages.
Let's go to the next question.
I'm not playing that game.
Fine. We'll go back to admiring this.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh, so many sexy versions of Brad. I don't know how you choose. I couldn't choose. I just literally said all the Brads are my favorite. What's your favorite, Justin?
Meet Joe Black Brad, y'all.
Meet Joe Black
Brad. Meet Joe Black Brad. I like a man in a suit.
Ooh.
There is something about a man
those extra
who can
highlights.
Wear a suit. I mean, it wasn't even about the highlights. It just was like, he was dead inside, and I also like my men a little dead inside.
Yes, you do. That's true. Okay, you, Borg.
What did I say? Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Honestly, I was like you, Chris. It was really hard for me to even choose. But then I was like, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, he was hot. But then I was also felt bad because I love Jen, and that was obviously the beginning of the end for them. But that was where he was very hot.
You can't link the two. It just, you know, makes you sad.
I know.
Yeah, again, I pick all the Brads. Okay, happy birthday, Brad. All right, sure, we saw lots of celebrities starting new romances this year, but we also saw some huge breakups. Here are some of the splits that really surprised us in 2020.
We're family now, you know, and it's just such a great feeling. And just knowing that he's always going to be there and we're a team.
We were shook when Kristen and Jay announced in April that they were splitting up after 10 years together.
It's horrible. There are so many hard parts. The hardest for me is the kids. That's the hardest for me.
That's Kelly Clarkson on her talk show opening up about her split from Brandon Blackstock. And it's getting harder as the divorce gets heated.
We try to make it to a movie once a week or go have an adult lunch so that everything isn't always kid-centered.
Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green had their ups and downs, breaking up and getting back together several times over their 16-year relationship before Megan filed for divorce last month.
A man, you know, he really is a man and supports me.
The support between Julianne Hough and Brooks Like continued even after they separated earlier this year. They tried to make the marriage work, but Julianne filed for divorce last month.
Falling in love with someone who makes you laugh is a wonderful way to live your life.
We thought they'd laugh their way through the rest of their lives, and that's why Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis breaking up made us want to cry. So true. Justin, which split shocked you the most?
I think Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx.
Oh, yeah.
I think for me, it was keeping it under wraps for so long. You know what I'm talking about, Morgan. You know when a couple keeps it under wraps, it seems like they're going to go the distance. They want to protect it at all costs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think the minute they took that first beach walking photo, it was all downhill.
Yeah. I get that. it seems more real when couples who keep it off the radar break up. You're like, wait, yes. What? Like, you guys were doing your own thing. How do you break up? Everything was working for you. For me, I felt like Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis, and that's kind of the same thing with Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx. They weren't so, you know, in the spotlight for a while, and then to hear them break up after such a long time, it's just like, it was a bummer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one was probably my biggest shock, too. The other one that I was kind of really disappointed was just Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler. I just love Kristen. She's a good friend of the show, and I was just really sad for them. And just the fact that they've opened their doors and shared so much of their marriage on E!, and that's just hard to like, really put yourself out there and then have to go through a public breakup. That's just...
Yeah.
I just really felt for them.
Me too. Mm.
Okay. Are you obsessed with Hallmark holiday movies like I am? Well, after the break, Danica McKellar is here to share some behind-the-scenes secrets. That's next.
Yes.
I'm very busy, so if you're not going to order something...
Wait a minute. Do you work here?
No, I have a new job. I started another column, actually.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it debuts in tomorrow's edition of the Pineberry Press.
Well, wasn't that quick?
Well, I'm very in demand.
Joining us now live on Skype, Hallmark movie queen, Danica McKellar. Welcome to Daily Pop. So excited to have you. Any plans for Christmas next week? Does the family have any special traditions?
Well, you know, we have our Christmas tree, and we are doing the Elf on the Shelf. But it's kind of funny because my son, he's 10 years old, so he's kind of almost too old for it, but he still is into it. But he kind of hates the Elf, and I kind of love how much he hates the Elf, because the Elf is a little bit scary, let's face it. But there's an advent calendar, and so the Elf is the one who puts everything in the advent calendar every night, and it's really fun. I love hiding the Elf. I feel like... so mischievous, like, ooh, where is he going to be hanging from today? I love it.
That's a lot of effort.
Does it make you a little sad that these moments may be dwindling because at some point he's going to hit that age where he's not into it anymore?
Yes. No, I am savoring every single second. I've loved every second of his childhood so far. So I have no reason to think I won't love it. But yeah, some things will be changing.
Oh, your Hallmark movie, Christmas She Wrote, just premiered, and it's airing again on the 25th. What's your favorite thing about working on these types of movies? I mean, how can we all get in on this?
It's just, look, I love being a part of movies that make people feel so good, especially around the holidays, and especially this year. I feel like we need holiday romance, and gosh, listening to you guys talk about all those breakups was so depressing. So
I know, right?
Everybody stays together. and it's just part of that. You know, I was a part of a lot of people's childhoods, and now I get to sort of continue that warm and fuzzy thing with these Hallmark Channel movies. And I just feel so grateful to be a part of them.
They're so fun. I want to be on one so bad. That's my dream. So let me know if you have any tips, because that's my dream.
That's all she ever talks about is being on Hallmark Channel.
So if you're in Vancouver, that's a good start.
Okay, I can be there. I can be there in, you know, 8 hours, however long the flight is.
You actually can't get in the country because you have a felony. let me ask you a question. Does it ever get weird to you that you have to get in the Christmas spirit in, like, the summer to film these Hallmark movies? Because that would throw me off.
I've shot a lot of scenes in these movies where, like, it's a snowball fight, but of course it's not real snow, and there's sweat dripping down my back because you're wearing coats and scarves and hats, and it's hot. And oftentimes I have to wait for the sun, for, like, the cloud to go in front of the sun so it's not actually, like, sunny in a moment, and then I'm like, look, like, now, you know, while we can still pretend that it's cold.
In 2020, anything's possible.
Yeah, very true, very true. I mean, we see so many other former child stars in these movies. Candace Cameron Bure, Tia and Tamara, Jodie Sweetin. Will fans ever get to see you guys all in one movie, one giant movie?
So many people have asked about that. And I mean, I would totally be down for it. But these stories are all very similar. It's a romantic comedy when you're watching one woman's journey through finding love again when it seemed like it was too late for her, but now she finally finds love. I mean, let's face it, none of us were 20 years old. And so it's a very specific story. And you know, you're a woman who's like got a career, you're well established, but gosh, you just never quite found love. And so these movies, they provide you know, hope and it's like it's a fantasy, right? It's a fantasy of what life could still be. It's just, I love you,
Justin. There's hope for me.
All right, yeah. Well, we want to play a little game with you called Hallmark or Hall Miss, okay? Which one of these movies is a fake and which one's a real movie, okay? So okay. Here's the first one. Snow Bride, Snow Coming, Let It Snow, or Snow Place Like Home? Oh, so wait. Only okay, one is fake.
Snow Place Like Home is fake because I know the other three.
Okay.
Oh.
Good job.
Okay, the next one. Let's try one other one. Which movie is a Hall Miss? Is it A Very Merry Mix-Up, A Merry Christmas Match, Married on Christmas? Ooh, that's cute for a hashtag. Or Merry and Bright?
Oh.
There are two of these that I'm not familiar with, but I'm going to go with Married on Christmas.
Yes.
Nice.
Wow.
Honest.
You know this stuff. Okay, this next one is kind of tough, I hope. A, The Mistletoe Promise. B, The Mistletoe Secret.
Oh.
Or C, The Mistletoe Kiss. Wow. D, The Mistletoe Inn.
Lots of mistletoe
here. The Mistletoe Kiss.
I'm going to go with C, too.
Mistletoe Kiss.
That's mistletoe right. Kiss.
Wow.
It just looked like something out of like a Jared.
Okay, one more. One more in here. Okay. Sound of Christmas, The Christmas Mix-Up, Coming Home for Christmas, or Good Morning Christmas. Oh, I think I know this.
I'm
going
to go with D.
One of those. But I'm going to say is that Mix-Up is
us?
Yeah, oh my God, I didn't even see that. That's amazing.
Oh my gosh. See how perfect we would be on a Hallmark movie?
I am a fembot.
No, we can be G-rated for a minute.
You can't drink on Hallmark movies, honey.
Oh, like, my God.
You're going to need to bring out the wine if I'm going to be in a Hallmark movie.
We can do that. Thank you so much for playing along
Thank
with
you
us,
so
you guys.
Much.
Danica's book, The Times Machine, is out now. A good Christmas gift you guys can get for the kids.
Yes, it teaches multiplication and division to like second through fifth graders. And it's a great thing to do when you're schooling at home because it teaches kids to learn their multiplication facts. And I use stories and poems and comics. It's very entertaining. I'm all about mixing my love of entertainment with my love of mathematics. I've now got books at mckellarmath.com for all ages, 0 to 16. But these books in particular, The Times Machine and also Do Not Open This Math Book, I highly recommend for kids, like elementary school kids. It'll make learning math fun at home, which is more important than ever. So please check me out.
Yeah,
I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you name it. I will be posting when my next movies air on Hallmark because they re-air throughout the season. And please send me pictures of your kids with my books. I love to see them, and sometimes I repost them as well.
Well, what you need to do is make a book for parents trying to teach your kids this new way of math. That's what you should be doing.
Right?
Yeah.
Do Not Open This Book and The Times Machine, I've got something called The New Math Translation Guide for Grownups for that exact same.
I love it.
That's the one.
Danica, thank you so much for joining us. So good to see you. All right, talk to you soon.
Everybody
all right, you guys, coming up, 2020 gave us so many hot new celebrity couples, but who's going the distance and who's not going to make it past New Year's? Plus, I'm facing off with Charlize Theron. This is a challenge you don't want to miss. It's messy. We are still laughing about this funny picture Charlize Theron posted on Instagram. It's a side-by-side comparing Kylie Jenner's makeup skills to hers, and Charlize's makeup seems to be done by her child. So, of course, you know, I wanted to see how my son Chase would do. You know what? The results weren't pretty. Take a look.
Do you know how to do makeup?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Could you help me? And now put it on mommy's face. Oh, you're just mixing all the colors. That's gonna be beautiful.
Cute.
Where does it go?
I don't know.
It goes, where do you think it goes?
I don't know.
I feel quite beautiful. Oh. A unique method. Cheeks look a little bare.
Yeah, he's like a bear.
Like a bear. Okay, all done. Say cheese.
Cheese. I did a good job.
Oh, I've never felt so beautiful.
He can work for me any day.
Oh, my gosh. And now, of course, I've done this once. He's like, Mommy, let me help again. Let me help again. I'm like, no, this was a one-time joke, kid. We're not doing this again. Did you guys think Chase did a good job?
I think he could have did a better job. Look at what Stormy did to Kylie's face, only at the age of two.
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't know how that happened.
Whatever. Next time. 2020 gave us plenty of new celebrity couples, but will they make it in the new year? It is time for Will It Last or Be in the Past? Chris and Justin have a stack of this year's new couples. Very exciting. They have 15 seconds to pick three to place in our different temperature zones. I've already picked my three, so we're just going to watch Carissa and Justin struggle. Okay, so start the clock.
I already know. There we go. There we go. And there we go. All right, there we go.
Oh, wow, fast. Okay, Carissa, why did you make those?
Okay. Why'd you make those picks? Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly, I just don't think it's gonna last. Okay, these two are really on the right track. I think we're doing really good, but I'm not 100% positive it's gonna stick. These two, Trevor Noah and Minka Kelly, I just think they make sense, and I really believe in them, and I think it's gonna work.
It's all cute for them right now because of quarantine, but I don't know what's going to happen after quarantine. That's why I kind of put Rihanna and A$AP Rocky in my cult division. Because I think once the world opens and he has to work, but she can go on a yacht, I think, you know, she might be like, it's done. And then I did this one in warm because I actually kind of sort of am believing this couple.
Yes.
But I also believe that they believe in the same things and they want the same things, i.e. fame. And I think that they work together because sometimes you just need somebody who understands your ambitions.
Wow, Mike Cold is your hot?
Yes. They are star-crossed lovers. She is getting some of the best D of her life.
Well, yes, okay? But are they going to last until the new year?
Yes, I think they're going to last until he can't last anymore. Until Pfizer tells him there is no more hope.
All right, well, that's Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox for his hot. Okay, Morgan, what was your choice?
Mine was really hard. I chose Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox for coldest.
Ooh.
That's yes. What I did.
And then I did Tiffany Haddish and Common for warm.
Okay.
Okay, which I think, I don't know if I'm changing all of my answers right now. And then hottest, I did Ben and Anna because I feel like I've been a little shady towards them, but then I feel like they keep walking that dog. They keep living together. We keep hearing about them expanding their relationship. So I feel like they're my hot couple.
I think.
Right?
Tiffany Haddish.
I think we're all believing in that one. So that's good.
Yes, we're all warmish to hot in that one. I do think Tiffany Haddish and Common might last.
I almost wanted to put them in there. If I could, I would put them right here.
Right in between, yes!
And then if I could do a little cold situation, I would do this right here.
Yeah, thank you!
And then I would take this one and put it way down
here.
Yeah,
girl, she got six kids.
Oh, okay. Man.
After the break, you guys, we have some Feel Good Friday stories to start your weekend off right. I am talking dancing doctors, a DJ dog, and a history-making moment on Jeopardy. We have a special round of Feel Good Friday stories today because a woman just made history by becoming the first openly trans Jeopardy winner. So Kate Freeman won last Friday and competed again on Monday. She says she's proud to be out and representation is important.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Good for her.
That's so cool. Okay, this one's so cute, too. The COVID vaccine is here, and it has everyone feeling good as hell, especially healthcare workers. Boston Medical Center posted this video of their staff dancing to Lizzo the day they received their first shipment of the vaccine.
By the way, everybody is going to be doing a dance that day. And just an announcement, I didn't want to say this, you know, until the end of the show. I just applied for a job at Cedars-Sinai. Oh. I will become a healthcare worker next week, so I won't be on the show anymore.
Oh, and then you're going to come back after you get the vaccine?
Oh, 100%.
That sounds good. I'm so excited. My cousin's a nurse, and she's getting her vaccine right away. So I'm just excited for all the nurses and the frontline workers to be able to get that. Okay,
Ooh.
Now. We'll end the show by introducing you to our favorite new musician. His name is DJ Jack. A TikTok user posted this epic video and says he and his fiance finally found someone to DJ their wedding.
I saw this DJ last Jack. Night. It is so, so cute. I loved it. So sweet.
I love awesome. These.
This is amazing. The song is a classic,
He's
too.
So it is. Cute. Is that a golden retriever? So cute. Okay, so cute. We're out of time. Next week, you guys, we have a brand new interview. We have Paula Abdul. Oh, we also have Sherry Shepherd and Tiger King star Carol Baskin. It's a huge week. Plus, Raven Simone is going to help make some holiday dreams come true. Have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you on Monday. Bye.
See you guys at Cedars.
Cheers. Happy Friday.